This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Telling you, I'm looking you right in your eye. If Marcus Mariota is quarterbacking the Commanders, he is not coming in here to end the Falcons season. That cannot happen in the bins.
Be careful what you say.
We better
be careful.
Raheem Morris,
what you say,
needs to be careful.
If we lose to Marcus Mariota next week,
I'm telling you,
I think Jaden Daniels is going to play. But if we lose to Marcus Mariota, you fire him right then. You fire him. Period. I don't want to hear it after that.
Suck it, suck it. Atlanta Falcons radio host for ESPN 670. Basically calling Sunday's contest against Washington a must-win, especially if Marcus Mariota was the starting quarterback for the Burgundy and Gold. That is going to be the case as Jaden Daniels was ruled out earlier this afternoon by head coach Dan Quinn. So it will be Marcus Mariota leading the Burgundy and Gold on Sunday. He's even going to be a captain for Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons. This is a desperate football team. I continue to try and reiterate that every time we talk about this game, they are desperate. And they are desperate because falling to 1-3 in that division, in this conference in particular, knowing how much of a logjam there's going to be by season's end, if you lose Sunday and fall to 1-3, if you're Atlanta, you probably aren't going to make the playoffs. We gave you these numbers yesterday. I'll reiterate them once again. Since 1990, there has only been 34 teams that have made the playoffs after starting 1-3. Will the Atlanta Falcons be the 35th team? Because I think they're going to lose coming up on Sunday. We'll see, though. Desperation definitely at an all-time high for the Atlanta Falcons. They moved on from Ike Hilliard as their pass game coordinator. They gave T.J. Yates that title. And we're going to go behind enemy lines coming up at about 5:30 with our pal Josh Kendall. But just from talking to folks around the ATL about what is going wrong with this Falcons offense, specifically with the passing game, Michael Penix and the receivers just not on the same page. I think there's a ton of belief in that building in Michael Penix, but not a lot of belief in the wide receivers right now to this point. I want to give you our Monday morning headline. What will the newspapers read coming up on Monday morning after Washington and Atlanta lock horns coming up on Sunday? My Monday morning headline is this. Commanders finished September 3-1 after dominating the trenches for the third time in 4 weeks. That is what is going to be the determining factor of this football game. Can the Washington Commanders, for the third time in 4 weeks, can they whip ass up front? Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, Dorrance Armstrong, Jacob Martin, Jerzon Newton. I'm talking to you, big boys. This D-line, by hook or by crook, through hell or high water, putting belt to ass in two of the first 3 weeks. Can they continue it Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons? This revamped offensive line for the Washington Commanders. Chris Paul now in at left guard. Andrew Wiley now in at right guard. Can you continue to play bully ball up in Atlanta this weekend? That's going to be the key. That is going to be the key. That is what I think the Monday morning headline will read. The Commanders finished September 3-1 after dominating the trenches for the third time in 4 weeks. Because if they don't dominate the trenches on Sunday, I don't think they'll win. Ant, what say you?
Linnell, the thing I love about you, you speak so matter-of-factly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, every single time. But my Monday morning headline will read, defense dominates, Commanders are a legit NFC contender.
Mm.
I think coming into the season, everybody had questions about the run defense.
Yeah.
I think the back end will, especially on Sunday, I think they'll fix, you know, giving up those big plays. And I think we'll have a complete defensive, you know, game when it comes to the Falcons. So I think if we can go out there and lean on our defense to go out there and win us games, and then when we get Jaden back in the mix and we get that offense clicking, I think we can really be a legitimate NFC contender. So I think defense dominates, Commanders are a legit NFC contender.
I wanna ask you about the second part of what you said there. If they beat Atlanta on Sunday, are you looking for, first of all, I'm not looking for any style points on Sunday. Just come away with a win. For me, September football, throw the style points out the window. I don't give a damn how you look. All that matters is you get the W's because you want to be playing your best football at the end of the season. You're saying that if they win Sunday in Atlanta, that would
land by our defense, though.
Like if our defense goes,
I think if you look at Atlanta's offense, granted, they went out there last week, laid an egg.
They're horrible on offense.
They laid an egg. And the first two games, their defense has played, you know, solid. Yeah. That's how they were able to be within that game against the Bucs and win their other game against the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. It was their defense. But I still think when you look at the complement of players that they have on offense, the Bijan Robinsons of the world who can kill you by himself, the fact you have Kyle Pitts who's coming on strong a little bit, hasn't really lived up to the expectations coming out of Florida. But then you got Drake London, a real wide receiver one as well. I think if you go out there and stifle them offensively, I think we'll start to get a little bit more respect as opposed to that Thursday night game where we had against the Packers.
I agree, and I'll even take it a step further, and we've said this several times throughout the week if you've been paying attention. And you know I've been drilling this home. This is the best skill group that they've had to go up against this year.
Exactly.
Take the quarterback out of the equation. I'm talking about running back, starting wide receiver, starting tight end. There's not many groups more talented in the NFL than that trio right there. But to our point that we're making here, the defense has got to dominate. And I think we know it from watching this team now for 3 weeks to a month. When this defense is humming, when this defense is really balling, it is because this front four is wreaking havoc up front. And the two guys in particular that I really look at and go, yeah, you've got to step up. You've got to play as big as you're listed in the program, so to speak, Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. But this week in particular, I do think the Jacob Martins of the world, the Dorrance Armstrongs of the world, the Javonte Jean-Baptiste of the world, your Jalen Holmes and company, those dudes are going to be super important as well. Because if you do not set the edge against Bijan and this Falcons rushing attack, you are going to get burnt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Monday morning headlines, what we're taking your calls on right now at 301-230-0980. What do you think the Monday morning headline is going to read coming into Sunday, or excuse me, after Sunday's contest against the Atlanta Falcons? Let's go to our guy Little, wants to chime in. What's going on, Little?
Okay, big fella.
What up, OG?
Man, first of all, let me say something, man. You know, the Giants game was a preseason game just about.
Yeah.
And let me say this. I was telling Ant, man, look, I'd be worried about Daniels if he was limping after practice. There ain't nothing to worry about the kid. They just protecting him. They doing a smart thing, but I appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't see the field until Chicago game.
Hey, OG, I'm telling you, I'm on the same wavelength.
Let me say this, then I'm gonna get off the phone. The Giants game was a preseason game. We had two games on the grass. You watch how quick these boys on that AstroTurf down the ATL come off that ball. You watch because they're getting their win now.
Yeah. Talking about the D line.
Look, I don't care who they put in the quarterback. He ain't gonna have time to do nothing. We coming at him, Linnell. And guess what? We ain't gonna blitz.
You don't need to blitz.
Them linebackers. I'm gonna tell you what the best move would do. I would put Lattimore on their tight end and man everybody else up. I said Lattimore locked down on the tight end and man up, and we go man to man with everybody else. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, that's gonna be the key.
That's the move. We coming off that ball on the AstroTurf with the quickness. Trust me on that. Watch what I tell you.
I'm gonna watch what you tell me, brother. I appreciate you as always. Yeah, look, I think Little's got a tremendous point there, too. He's talking about normally when you play on turf, they say it's a faster playing surface, so to speak. This is the first time I've heard the defensive line be referenced with that, but it actually makes sense. They ain't going to be getting stuck in the mud. You can't get stuck in neutral on turf. They should be flying off of the football. But here's the thing I would say, too, in terms of Sunday. You want to fly off the football. You want to get off the ball with bad intentions and with violence and so on and so forth. But one thing that we did see on a couple of runs on last Sunday against Ashton Jeanty, because he did have some runs that popped. Let's not forget and act like that didn't happen. There were some Jeanty runs on Sunday that popped. Those runs that did pop, guys were getting too far upfield, not staying in their gaps on and so forth. I said it yesterday. I'll repeat it here again. You have been stout playing the run to this point, but you have not faced a back that can challenge you on the perimeter the way that Bijan Robinson can. Gap integrity going to be huge, and then rallying and tackling going to be big as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Tweet at me at NELL_BTP with your Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read Monday morning after Washington and Atlanta lock horns on Sunday afternoon? AP wants to chime in. AP, your Monday morning headline.
Linnell Willingham.
What's going on?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey,
so my headline is Washington stays hot in hot Atlanta. And my honorable mention is Marcus Mariota sticks it to another ex.
Well, there we go. Look, I think everybody that watched him last week, everyone that watched him last year when he got the chance to play and mop up duty in some reserve spots, there should be a supreme confidence within this fan base in terms of just how good he is. And I know people think that I'm not allowed to root for the brother because of what I said when we initially signed him.
Oh, nah. That's one under the bridge.
Yeah, it's one, you know what I'm saying? You hear that? That's the water going under the bridge, AP. But no, look.
Hey, but
I think he is ready for this contest, and I think Dan Quinn obviously using a little bit of a motivational tactic by naming him the captain on Sunday. I hope he goes out there and plays his ass off. But I also hope this. I hope he doesn't have to throw it more than 25 times.
Hey, not only that, but I hope he saw that video because I'm posting that, Jay. Every day till Sunday because they was just straight disrespectful. Like, put some respect on my man name for real. Like, I'll be leave like Birdman did at the Breakfast Club. put some respect on that man name.
For sure. I just mentioned it, and I appreciate you as always, AP. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game, too, my brother. So, Sunday against Vegas, Mariota 15-21, 270 yards, average about 10 yards of completion. Is that the sweet spot for you, Ant? I don't want him to go over 25 passing attempts. I think if he does, that is a sign that Washington's rushing attack is not having the success it needs to.
Yeah, nah, I think that is the sweet spot. Last week against the Raiders, we were up, and we had some massive runs.
Yeah.
I think going 15-21, I think that was
hard to do, by the way. Like, he was damn near flawless last
week. I mean, but I think to your point, like, not passing the ball as much, falling into that. Yeah. But I think that's also going to require us to, you know, have some chunk plays, because last week we were able to have and hit on some chunk plays. So
that segues us perfectly. Picking up chunk plays may just be a key to victory for one Anthony Haney. We'll get our keys to victory coming up next. What do the Washington Commanders have to do? What are the non-negotiables going into Sunday's massive showdown against the Atlanta Falcons? Washington looking to finish the month of September with a record of 3-1. Vibes will be sky high going into Chargers week. Our keys to victory comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.